and welcome everybody to RP Grinders episode 784. I'm your host, Frank Branches. And alongside me are my trusty, crusty cohorts, Eric the Great and the returning Breakman. It wasn't the same without you last week, Breakman. How are you? Yeah, there you go, man. That kind of says it all, Break. I'm glad you're back, dude. Thanks. You know, good to have you. Eric the Great, how are you, sir?
I'm much better than I was last week, because last week I had nasal drip issues dealing with.
Yeah. Skoma says he got some practice in. Nice. So even people are noticing that you're practicing a little bit with that.
I'm not sure I want to see Gundam Seed Freedom of the Feeders Wufei, because it's Gundam Seed. And it's something I'd rather wait for it to be shown on Crunchyroll, because that's going to happen.
Yeah, he says no tickets for it just yet.
I'd rather see the new Spy X Family movie next week.
Yeah. You know what? My levels on my microphone are just way fucking out of control here. You guys are way lower than I am, and I can't have that. I want it to be perfection. Damn it. Perfection!
I mean, Seed Destiny... Seed Freedom can't be as nearly as bad as Seed Destiny, though, can it?
That's better. That's better. I'm more on the level with you guys now. All right.
God status unobtained.
Yeah, God status. Actually, that didn't work. We'll just fuck it. It is what it is. You guys are gonna have to deal with it, I guess. All right. Let's get into the news, guys. What do you say? Let's just get right to it.
RPG news.
All right, Eric, you're up.
Okay, Fallout 4 is getting a current gen update for PS5 and Xbox Series X and X.
Really?
And I think, and apparently even the PC version is getting some improvements.
Ooh!
That's so fucking weird to me. Like, that game is how old, and they're just now getting
it's one of the best games ever made.
Agree. I've never played it. I played it, I think, for like 5 minutes, Break, so I'll take your word on it. You're more of a Fallout guy than I am. But why did it take so long? Like,
so the update for PC isn't the same thing, but it will get support for widescreen resolutions.
A lot of the updates that are going on now have to do with the TV show happening.
Really? Okay, I see.
I think Amazon's giving out free copies of 76 now. If you sign up for Amazon.
Oh God! Please don't base your series on 76.
Isn't nearly as much as a dumpster fire as it was at launch, but
yeah.
But that's wasn't
it
that
took
the,
them like what 7 years for them to fix that game?
Wasn't that the way?
They do fix them. Like Starfield right now is not the greatest, but I know once they've got the updates in, I know it's going to be a lot better.
Yeah,
eventually.
I don't want to play Starfield on the Xbox until they get 60 FPS working.
This is why I don't play Bethesda games at least a year out. Like, I refuse to play them because I know they're going to be better. Just what breaks
where's up. Where's the modern day console ports of Fallout 3, though? And New Vegas.
Until they add the ability to mod, because that's coming to Starfield.
Mm. Yeah, yeah.
If mod come, that's going to fix a lot of problems. And then
That's sad that the Bethesda has to rely on everybody else to fix their game, man. I mean, it's just I don't know. Big ups to the mod community for sure, but man, I just wish that
maybe they can make a total conversion mod that actually is more interesting than the base game.
Yeah, probably. I mean, I like
at least change the story and get rid of some of the stupidity, like the multiverse. Yeah, that mod, that'd be nice.
Yeah, right.
Fix the script a bit.
Right. Yeah, fix the script, acting.
Rewrite the script. Let's start over.
Yeah, let's just
fan community edited dialogue and new voice acting to accompany it.
Oh wow! Yeah.
Oh my god! I want like a Mystery Theater 3000 take on it. The voices just don't match up. And
I know.
Shit, like what the fuck is going on?
Yeah, exactly. All right, breakneck story, please.
Coming to us live from RPG Site, Remnant 2 unravels new mysteries within Yaesha in the Forgotten Kingdom DLC on April 23rd. Developer Gunfire Games and publisher Arc Games has pulled back the curtain on the second DLC coming on April 23rd for Remnant 2, The Forgotten Kingdom. Why did they even bother put that thing? Whatever. This expands the world of Yaesha with a new storyline containing new areas, events, and enemies for players to experience. Really? Really? In DLC? Huh. That's interesting. Yeah, plus there'll be a new archetype, the Invoker.
No, I think they have to let people know because they don't want people to think it's like a useless iOS update where it just changes the number and nothing else.
Yeah, that's a good point. You're probably right. We get the games like where we get updates pretty frequently, but it's for like small shit that has nothing to do with anything like Nintendo for like 6 months in a row. Every time they update their online, it's just a patch for something.
Right, right.
I patch out the vulnerabilities that will lead to custom firmware.
I have a question for you guys. I know games have, you know, really evolved to the point where DLC is like you know the thing. Like it's the game after the game, right? But how long ago did Remnant 2 come out?
I think it's been exactly a year.
It has been a year for Remnant 2, really?
Yeah.
Oh shit!
It might be a couple months or so before it's a full year.
Well, that shoots my theory all to hell. I was gonna say like they already had the DLC ready and then they just want to release it few months after
DLC patch.
Yeah, that's true too.
So they've already had one come out.
Why don't they just come out with another game that includes that DLC? You know, I mean, like what Nintendo does, like with Xenoblade and, you know, a few others. They just come out with a whole new fucking game to add on to that
game. Because at some point you have to sell a game, so if you have plans for DLC, you just have to release it later.
That's not what Fallout 3 and 4 was Game of the Year edition. You know, I waited until the DLC was out, so I knew it was fixed and it worked.
I'm waiting for all that shit to break. I mean, I've gotten to the point in my life, I'm not like I was when I was a kid, where I had to see every movie day of and get every game day of and all that shit. You know, I've moved well beyond that. Like, I'm the opposite. I'll wait as long as humanly possible before I get a game anymore, unless it's Dragon Quest related. Then, you know, of course, I want that. But, you know, it's just... I don't know. How far games have come.
When you think about it, Dragon Quest games take as long to develop as a Miyazaki film does release.
Yeah, that's true, too. That is true. That's true, Eric. All right, anything else on this break?
No. Okay.
All right, next story comes to us from RPGsite.net. Oh, shit. Hold on. There we go. It's a pretty game, I can tell you that much. Gestalt, Steam, and Cinder ventures to PC on May 21st. It's kind of a side scroller action type game. What would you say this game reminds you of, Eric? Like,
it looks kind of like a Metroidvania Souls-like.
Yeah, I would
and
say
I'm
that.
I'm really keen to play it. I've been waiting forever to come out.
It looks good. Looks really good. I mean, it's got like pixelized art, old school style, but you could tell it's definitely modern with some of the gameplay and the techniques that they use in here. It's gorgeous. It has little mini, not cutscenes, but little vignettes in between, and it looks great.
It is coming to console, but we don't have any information on that yet.
It looks really good.
So probably not until the fall, but latest.
Yeah, Gestalt. That's a game to keep an eye out on for sure. All right, Eric, next story, please.
Next story is a game that was kickstarted called Runa and Science Fantasy RPG. And Fennec Studios is the name of the developer. And it's been in development since at least late 2021.
Yeah.
According to this. And it launched... Oh, wait, that hasn't actually launched on Kickstarter yet. That's in a couple days on the 16th.
Yeah. It kind of looks like
turn-based RPG.
Yeah. It kind of looks like a mixture between Final Fantasy VII old school style with updated graphics and something like the Tales series to me. I don't know, that's kind of the art vibe that I get, but it looks gorgeous. And I'm looking forward to this too, especially since it's turn-based RPG. Wow. Oh, look at this. Clearly inspired by JRPG classics like, I don't get this comparison, Persona and Xenoblade. I get the Xenoblade comparison.
A little bit.
I can see the Xenoblade for sure, but not the Persona. I don't know. I don't know.
I think it's talking about the fancy looking font and stuff.
Oh, maybe that's what they're talking about, but looks great, and it's got a guy with a giant sword, so can't go wrong with that. All right, Eric, next story, please.
Next story is SNES Online gets three new games, and this is rather eclectic selection of games, because two of them were only released in Japan, and one of them is not the quite the best version of R-Types with Super R-Type. The other two are Amazing Hebereke, which is, if you've played Euphoria the Saga on the NES from Sunsoft, this is basically just a party slash mini game collection. So that's probably why they didn't bother, because you wouldn't need to read dialogue necessarily to play it. And then Nintendo's Wrecking Crew 98, which is one of the last Super Famicom games to be released. That's why it's called in 98, because it released in 98.
Of course, yeah. Of course.
All right. Like, everybody moved on to, like, the 3D and polygons and shit, and they're still making Super Nintendo games in 98.
But yeah, it's I think the last three Super Famicom games that were released were Rock Band and Fort, this, and I think the last Disney Magical Kingdom game, Tokyo Disneyland. It was Mickey, Minnie, and Tokyo Disneyland.
Japan gets Battletoads so they can pull the what's left of their hair out, you know?
Yeah, I think it was, yeah, Battletoads and Marvelous, and then they also got R-Type in Wrecking Crew 98.
Yeah. All right, anything else on that, Eric?
Battletoads is such is one of the biggest letdowns in gaming, because that first stage of Battletoads is so much fun.
I know. I know. They
lured after his dog shit.
They lured you in, Break, yeah. And they're like, this is going to be a great game. And you're like, oh, I'm so happy I bought this. And then by the second level, you're like, I want to pull my fucking hair out, and I hate this fucking game, and I want to throw my controller.
People like Battletoads because it was a big fart joke.
Yeah. All right, Break, next story.
Did we do the Runa story?
The what?
Yeah, I did it.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't hear. Okay, I wasn't paying attention. My bad. Coming to us live from Gamatsu, Ubisoft and Evil Empire announced The Rogue Prince of Persia for PC. Due out in early access on May 14th. Ooh.
These are the Dead Cell developers.
Yeah, I was looking at it. It does have a kind of a Dead Cell feel to it, like the art style. But
It's going to be a challenging game. They're not. I don't think they're going to hide on it.
No, Dead Cells is definitely a challenging game, for sure. All right.
And the artwork is interesting, because it looks like you're looking at an old Persian painting.
Yeah, it does. It does. Does look like that. It's kind of cool. I don't know. All right. Next story comes to us from Gamatsu. Hyper Light Breaker launches in early access this summer. So sometime this summer, you'll get Hyper Light Breaker.
Yeah, this is the sequel to Hyper Light Drifter.
Right. And it looks more of the same, which is always good in my
view. But 3D.
But 3D, yeah. Yeah, yeah. And I'm playing the trailer now. Let's see if it looks anything like... Yeah, I mean, this is the next step in Hyper Light Drifter's evolution here, and it looks fantastic. It looks great. They did a pretty good job. It's definitely challenging. The first one is, anyways, and this should be.
I'm not so sure that I like the idea that they moved it to a roguelike genre instead of like making it more like a Souls-like.
Maybe. I don't know. It might turn out to be great, Eric. You just have to try it first, you know. All right, Eric.
So next. I don't necessarily hate roguelikes. It's just that there are so few that I actually can get into.
Yeah,
devolve into you being unable to advance, or it just having a paper thin plot. So I don't have a reason to keep pushing forward.
Yeah, I agree. All right, next story, Eric.
Next story is Undermined 2, which is a sequel to Undermined, which is another roguelike game, which I heard was fun, but I just never got around to playing it when it was on Game Pass. And right. I think this one's going to have co-op play. Hmm. Yeah, it says play with a friend. So the first game was just a single-player game.
Yeah, it looks fun. I mean, I'm not into roguelikes like you. It's definitely takes some getting used to. Do you like roguelikes, Break?
I don't know. I haven't really played any.
Yeah.
I like how you can use the environment to your advantage. Like, you could light oil on the ground on fire to kill your enemies.
What game was like that? It was a first-person game. I think it was Bioshock. You could do that, right? Like you should.
Yeah, Bioshock. Oh man,
God, Bioshock's so good.
That new game's coming out that's totally not Bioshock, but looks like Bioshock.
The one where all the people that worked on Bioshock went to do that game. Yeah, that game.
I'm not interested in Judas, to be honest, because like Ken Levine spent 9 years to make Judas, and it's just Bioshock again.
I'm interested.
I want Bioshock without the stupid story of the last game, essentially.
Yeah, which I don't trust him to do either, because the lag was so dog shit.
That's fair.
Is it more the story for you guys or the gameplay?
It's the gameplay for me. Like, yeah. I love the combination of like being able to freeze down, fire, and like all the different like.
I mean, Bioshock Infinite was fun to play, but its story was just a complete mess.
Yeah, Bioshock Infinite was pretty good.
First two games had a good story, especially the first one. Yeah, like it had one of those big reveals at the end.
That reveal was one of the greatest.
It was like the Sixth Sense of video games, honestly.
Yeah, you almost felt like the game used and abused you after you found out that reveal, huh? Like it was like wow, that it was kind of mind blowing. I mean, I love that ending a lot. I think it's one of the greatest endings in video game history, but yeah.
And we're not going to spoil it. We'll let people find out.
We are definitely not going to spoil it, even though it's an old ass game by our standards now. You know, it's like, all right. I think is it my turn next? Who did this Undermine story?
Oh, that was me. So,
it's Breakman next.
Coming to us live, Numatsu Never Alone 2 announced for PC. Never Alone. Well. I mean, you're still not alone, I guess. Discover a world of fierce frozen beauty in Never Alone 2, the upcoming 3D sequel to the BAFTA award-winning adventure drawn from the Oompiak storytelling tradition.
I love it.
Yeah. Oompiak?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, and it's not Break's strongest suit.
I don't know. Speak any of it's true. Through the breathtaking Alaskan wilderness as Noonan Fox, her spirit companion, unearthing an epic mystery that threatens your entire community.
Yeah. I'm down for this game because I just got done watching True Detective, which I did a review for last week, the season 4, and it used a lot of Inuit kind of spiritual stuff, and I thought it was fantastic. I thought it was really good. I think I gave it an 8 out of 10. Had a really great ending to that season 2 that I did not expect, but this game looks kind of interesting. I don't know. If it comes out on console, I might check it out.
Still need to play the first game.
Yeah.
I have it somewhere.
Is it, what is it on the consoles?
Yeah, you can get it everywhere, but okay. The Switch. I think the Switch, there might be a Switch version, but I'm not entirely sure about that.
Okay, I'll check it out. What's up, Freak 5? Nice to have you here as well. Welcome on in. All right, next story comes to us from Gamatsu. Vampire Survivors coming to PS5 and PS4 this summer. DLC Operation Guns features Contra. Yeah,
they're basically promoting Operation Galaga, because that's why it's called Operation Guns.
I got you. Okay. I'm just trying to fast forward it. Is that what I'm looking at here? Yeah. It's like if you took what the hell is the name of that game? It was an Atari game where you went around. It was like a twin shooter. If you took that game, which one?
Berserk, you mean?
Berserk or a game like Robotron. Yeah, Robotron. And you mixed it with... there was another game that was kind of a lot like this that wasn't like pixelated like this, but I can't remember. It was like Vampire Hunters or something
that. Hunter the Reckoning.
Hunter the Reckoning, that's it. Damn, how did you get that?
That was a great game.
That was a great game, man. I hardly anybody played it, but it was a great game. I liked it. Yeah. All right. Let's see. Who's next here?
I like the storyline behind this. It says, the president's cousin's sister's dog has been kidnapped by Red Falcon. Are you bad enough to come to the rescue?
Freak 5, that's a good comparison too, Freak 5. Smash TV. That's another one I was thinking of. Smash TV. All right, Eric, you get the honors of the last story.
The last story is Slay the Spire 2 has been announced for PC. I'm pretty sure it'll be ported everywhere else, like the first game won.
Of course it will. Of course. First game sold pretty well. So
it's going to go into early access in 2025.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Do we have any homie discounts, Eric?
I think the first Slay the Spire is still on Game Pass, but I'm not entirely sure.
Freak 5 says...
Homie discounts, we got PS Games Catalog games for April. And let's see. For those who have Extra and Premium, the games you can get are Animal Well, Construction Simulator, The Crew 2, Dave the Diver, Deliver Us Mars, Lego Marvel's Avengers, Lego Ninjago Movie Video Game. I think they make the distinction because there's a Lego Ninjago game that was based on the TV series. But Miasma Chronicles, Nower, Play With Your Food, and Oddballers, Raiji, Ancient Epic, Stray Blade, Tales of Kinzura, Zao, which I'm looking forward to, and it comes out on the 23rd. That's a African-based Metroidvania game.
Oh, that's... Yeah, I remember that. That does look interesting, Eric.
And for the Classics catalog, these are all PSP titles. Oh, it says PlayStation. These are the PlayStation ones. There's only one PSP title, because I'm so used to being nothing but PSP games.
Yeah.
But, Alone in the Dark, The New Nightmare, Medieval... And I just play the remake, honestly, but I wouldn't play either because I played the remake and I was bored to tears from it. Star Wars Rebel Assault 2, The Hidden Empire, and for the PlayStation Portable game, you got... this is only exclusive to Japan and Asia, but it's Ori no Shikibane o Koite Yuke.
Jesus, Eric.
Which I don't know what it's translated to.
No, but you can sure say
I
it.
I remember hearing that game. I gotta look it up.
Yeah. Let's see.
Might be a VM.
Freak 5 says it was good. I have most of the Hunter of the Reckoning TTRP tabletop role playing game books. Yeah, there are. There are a ton of books, Break. I used to play that tabletop game too. And I believe there were two Hunter of the Reckoning video there games, are. Freak. Yeah. Yeah. Part of the World of Darkness. Yeah, like Wraith and...
Oh, this is Orishika. You know that game is, Frank, don't you?
Orishika?
This is the original Orishika game.
That What is that? Why does that sound... okay.
Because yeah. there was a sequel on the Vita called Orishika.
Okay. Yeah. The World of Darkness is really good stuff. That's like Vampire Masquerade and Werewolf and some others, I think. But, yeah. Okay, what else do we got here? Okay, so let's move on to what we've been playing.
Inquiring minds want to know.
What you been playing, Breakfield? I'm looking at your thing here, and you still have Starfield here. Are you still playing Starfield?
Actually, I was about to say Starfield. Still been playing a bit of that. I've advanced the story a little bit more, but mostly I've just been trying to level up, just for whatever reason, you know, leveling just is its own addiction, I guess. I was able to go back and complete a couple of the quests. I guess some patches do work, whatever.
Yeah,
I guess.
Yeah.
Although at one point my partner just stopped escorting me, I don't know why, and I just decided to go with it and say fuck it.
I think with those games you have to say fuck it, Break, because I remember when Skyrim came out, like I saw a lot of the weirdness that a lot of people saw, like dragons like flying backwards and you know, just shit like that, and I'm like, you just have to fucking roll with it. It's a Bethesda game, you know, just so I guess it's part of the charm. You know, it's just have to deal with it.
One of my favorites was like my partner at one point, I was on a planet and I could see him on my map, but I was looking around. I couldn't find him fucking anywhere. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, it says he's right here. Like, I can see the little blip on the icon. Like, okay, well, where the hell is he? I look up, he's, like, walking in the sky like a mile up. Like, what the fuck? Oh. He's behind me.
Freak5 says, I have been playing Skull. It is fun. I think Freak5 turned into a robot. I really do.
No, it sounded like a cone head to me.
Did it? Okay, maybe he's a conehead.
He is from France.
Skull is from that weird France. Roguelike where you play as like a demon guy, I think.
Ah, okay. you know what France. Do you remember, Eric, what was the name of that one game where it was like totally over the top, like fucking on... If the guy was on steroids, it was this Mexican dude, and he had like a big belt buckle, and it was a really fun game, but what the hell was the name? It was something
Shadows
like...
Shadows of the Damned?
Shadows of the Damned, that's it. Aren't
that's
they doing
a remaster.
That, yeah, it's getting a remaster. I was like, damn, that's cool as fuck. I can't wait for that game, man. It was just way over the top and fun. He had this when I saw that skull name there, it reminded me of that gun that he had that
yeah, and he shouts, "I'm shooting my big boner."
Yeah, big boner. I remember that. That's such an over the top great game. It was from wasn't that a Suda 51 joint, Eric?
Yeah. Their segments were like your demon girlfriend. Goes insane and tries to kill you in a fashion not dissimilar to Evil Dead 2.
Yeah. I thought that game was fun. I never finished it. Of course, that's kind of a running theme with anything I ever fucking pick up and play. No, that's not true. That last year was my best year ever finishing games. I don't think I'm going to beat that record this year at all, but anyways, okay. What else you been playing, Break?
So Starfield, and I haven't I've missed the story a little bit, but I've not beat it yet. Yeah. And I don't know when I will. I'm gonna play through it eventually, but
that's kind of one of those games where you don't really have to beat it, you know, in order to have a ton of fun, Break, you know.
Yeah. Now I got, I'm hoping they fix some of the problems I'm having with some of my outposts, like shit disappearing and stuff.
Oh, Jesus.
Like, gun turns completely disappearing from one thing, and next thing I know, it's overrun with alien life form. Like, what the fuck is going, where are my turrets at? God damn it! Fuck!
Maybe while you were gone, it got attacked, and, you know, shit. Like, maybe when you were gone, it got attacked, Break. You just have to look at it that way.
They stole my gun turrets.
They stole your shit, yeah.
These aliens are smart, man. Smart.
Right.
Which, I haven't come across aliens yet, so maybe I should advance the story now that I think about it, because I completely forgot there's supposed to be aliens in the game.
You haven't run into any aliens yet?
Just, like, the monster, like, the creatures of the planet, stuff like that.
Gotcha.
Like, some planets have, like, a giant dinosaur, a giant, like, tick-looking thing and shit, but... Mm. I haven't come across any intelligent alien.
Ah, I gotcha.
Have you run into any space squirrels?
Space squirrels? Fuck that noise!
I've come across a lot of space, like there's space cockroaches. Like I said, space ticks, space. They look like giant squids, but they're on land. Multiple dinosaurs. Like goddamn dinosaurs are all over the fucking galaxy.
Yeah.
Flying things. Every once in a while, I'll find something that swims. That's rare, but every once in a while. Hmm. Anyway, so also I've been playing Borderlands 3, and I beat that, and I haven't moved on to the DLC yet because I don't like the character I'm using.
Don't like what?
I don't like the character I'm using. He's lame, he says stupid shit, and he's just not as fun to play with. Because I was trying some of the other characters, and I found that I really like playing as one of the other characters. So I've just been on a goal to get that character up to the level of max level so I can switch him out with the other one.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea.
Yeah, like the what's it, Flack? The robot, he's a lot of fun. The other guy's just kind of a douchebag.
Did you ever beat Super Mario Odyssey Break?
No, I'm still. I haven't played it in a while. Actually, I need to play it. I got up to a part where you're supposed to race, and I'm like, I don't feel like racing, and I just haven't picked it up since.
Oh God, the racing's the worst. I can't.
I haven't even tried it. It's just I hate racing for the most.
I know. What else you been playing, Break?
Really, that's it. Just trying to grind through Borderlands for the most part, trying to get my level up. Yeah. I'm like level 30 something now, so I'm about almost halfway there.
Yeah. All right. There you go. All right, Eric, what you been playing?
I've been playing Princess Peach Showtime. I finished that. I'll have a review up whenever it's ready. I just didn't get around to it this week, along with a couple other reviews. I also played a little bit on my Steam Deck just to see how well certain games would play. So I played Nier Automata for like a bit, and I'm surprised that significant portions of that game play at 60 FPS on the Steam Deck.
Oh, wow. That's great.
But I'm guessing once I get to the overworld section, it's going to probably drop to more like 45, because there's a lot of stuff going on in certain parts of that game in the overworld.
45 is not that bad. Oh, Jen's doing a raid. What's up, Jen? Nice to have you here.
I think it's Replicant that's going to be taxing, and it's probably not going to play close to 60 because there's a lot more going on in that game visually. It's probably more demanding.
I guess even at 30 FPS, that'd be all right. Jen, welcome. Who else is coming in on the raid? I'll welcome all of them in, too. Thank you for
I wanted to be bothered by playing Replicant at 30 because that's how I played the original release of that game.
Yeah. All right. Anything else, Eric?
Oh yeah, I also played a bit of Dark Souls on the PC, and started a new character because I decided. Yeah, I already played Magic User for my PlayStation 4 version trophy hunt.
Yeah,
and so I decided to do a Faith build with Pyro on the side because I had never done a Faith build before.
All right,
I played Metal Dogs. Which is it's a Metal Max game, but it's a spinoff because you're playing as the dog characters and you go on missions, and it's entirely mission focused, and it's like it's kind of like playing Gauntlet because you're going through these small dungeons and then you have to fight hordes of enemies, and there are no monster dens that you have to destroy, but there are wanted boss monsters that spawn enemies if you don't.
And warrior can block elf's path so they can't get past.
Yeah.
Right. And do you
there are no potions that blow up if you shoot them, so don't worry
about that. Do you need
food, though?
I know.
No, there's no food to pick up.
So God damn it. I was going to say, you don't.
There are items you can pick up that heal you, but they don't blow up if you shoot them.
You don't need food badly in that game?
No.
Damn it. I don't know if I want to play it then. All right. Anything else, Eric?
I played a little bit of Final Fantasy VII, a bit more, and then I got to the end of Disc 1, and I decided that's where I'm going to stop for now, because the patch for Final Fantasy VII Rebirth is out, so I can resume that soon.
Awesome. Okay, let's move on to...
Did I mention Super Mario Brothers Wonder?
Reviews. Yes, you did. Okay. It's on the reviews. Breakman, do you have any reviews this week?
Actually, I could review a couple of things. I was, last year, or maybe beginning of this year, I was going through the DC Universe, reviewing a bunch of their movies and stuff.
Yeah.
And I got sidetracked with some other things, but I kind of got back to it, and let me see, I reviewed the original Suicide Squad, which is a turd of a movie in every single way.
Oh my God, it was so bad.
Then we had the Harley Quinn movie, which, you know, they at least got Harley Quinn right.
Right.
Nothing else about the movie was good, but they got her right.
Right.
And they stuck with her since then. Like, she stayed that, which is good. Because in the next one, the Birds of Prey, was a little bit better as a movie, but
yeah.
So,
No, that was the Harley Quinn movie.
Or no,
It was Birds of Prey starring Holly.
Oh, right. Yeah, Birds of Prey, and then what was the other one? I'm forgetting the third one then.
The Suicide Squad?
The Suicide Squad.
No, there was another. Isn't there a third movie? I thought
it
was.
No.
That was it. The Suicide Squad, which is the reboot of Suicide Squad.
Yeah, The Suicide Squad.
Which is the movie that I wanted to review today.
Yeah, it's a lot better.
It is a lot better in every way.
The James Gunn movie that kickstarted him basically doing DC.
Yeah.
I just... With the way DC is operating at the end, or, you know, even though they've rebooted the universe and this is, like, dying, like, it was too bad because they finally felt like they're hitting their stride.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it finally felt like they were giving us things like Shazam. And
well, I'm pretty sure Margot Robbie is locked into that role, so whenever they do another Harley Quinn thing, she'll probably be in it.
That's good. That's good. But this one... they got the idea of the Suicide Squad better. Like, lives are expendable in this one. For instance, like, people die in gory, gruesome ways that are often hilarious also. You know, kind of like The Boys. And, yeah, that does remind me of The Boys in that way. Have these really gory but hilarious deaths. Like, you don't want to laugh because that's disgusting, but you can't.
I mean, I get, like, Peacemaker is basically just Homelander without superpowers.
He's more conflicted than, well, I guess in the movie, yeah, in Suicide Squad, yeah, he is. I don't want to get into the TV show yet, because I like that too.
The TV show's about rehabilitating himself.
Yeah,
and him failing at it.
He's getting more in depth into his personality and stuff like that, and he's a lot more complex than he seemed in the movie. Like, especially when you learn his father's, like, the fucking KKK superhero, like, Pac. Or, you know, their version of a superhero, which was a villain, but you know what I mean. But anyway, so the Suicide Squad, obviously, they're expendable. Waller's the queen bitch, sends them on a mission to go fight. Well, I don't want to go on the surprise. Well, I think everybody probably knows about it now. Starro, Justice League's original villain, Starro, is the enemy in this movie. Mm-hmm. And, they have a lot of fun with it. They introduce some characters that you wouldn't expect from the comics, like,
I like how Starro's race was used as the antagonist in that, Batman Beyond episode where he joined up with the Justice League.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Because Superman was apparently under his control for, like, years or something like that, which is fucked up.
Hmm.
I think so. Anyway, so yeah, I liked it a lot. It's a hard R, very funny, and at the same time, they're not afraid to take on sensitive subjects, and to call part one, too.
Yeah, that's what the episode was called, yeah.
Okay. One of those episodes. Anyway, so yeah, it's really good, and then I decided to watch Peacemaker, which picks up right afterwards. It really picks up right after the end credits scene of the movie of Suicide Squad. Which is, at one point you're made to think that Peacemaker dies, but he survives. And since we've already talked about him and everybody knows there's a show, I mean, it's not really a spoiler at this point. Mm-hmm. So he survives, and he was the other villain really in the movie. Like, he was the human villain, whereas Starro was like the super villain, you know, type thing. And Peacemaker, he's the lovable, goofy, you want to hate him, but at the same time, like, you're like, well, he means well. I mean, he's a racist fucker, but he means well. I mean, it's not... at a certain point, you miss, like, he feels... He doesn't want to be the way he is. Like, when he's alone, he starts bawling his eyes out, you know?
Mm.
Like, he hates who he is. He doesn't like himself, and he wants to change. And that alone makes you kind of want to root for him, you know?
It's kind of like an anti-hero. It's like,
yeah, he's kind of on a path to redemption, sort of. I mean, he's still an asshole by the end of the movie, but he's trying to be better. Yeah. The idea that, like, next season he'll probably still be an asshole, but he'll try and be better.
Kind of like a recovering drug addict, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of like that. Like, I was thinking more like like an ex, like, member of the KKK or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody who kind of grew up with it, and as they got older, were like, no, I don't agree with this, and broke off. Kind of thing. But they're still...
They can't help but slip every once in a while, type thing.
Because they've been programmed like that. Yeah, so, you know, they've been taught that, like, everything is this way, but then they get into the real world and see it's not like that, and it's, like, confusing for them.
Yeah. So what are you giving the Suicide Squad, Breakman?
I'm giving them both a 9. Both the Suicide Squad and Peacemaker are fantastic. You have to watch them. Like, if you watch the movie, watch the show right away. Just right away.
Yeah.
Even though Idris Elba isn't in the movie, or in the TV show, and he's fantastic in the movie, it's still... The show is fantastic too.
Yeah. Well, we're getting a plenty of Idris Elba with the Sonic or the Knuckles TV show that's coming out next month.
Yeah.
Weiland says Peacemaker season 2 is going to be odd since it's going to be a reboot because of the new universe. I don't think it's going to be too bad, Weiland. I think it'll be all right. I trust in James Gunn. He's a brilliant mind, man, and he's gonna bring this shit all together.
He obviously loves comics.
Yeah. Oh, no doubt, man. He loves Marvel and DC, which I hate the whole Marvel versus DC thing. You can love both, right? I like both. So
I can't wait until the future because it will happen. We are going to get crossover movies in the future.
Eventually. Oh, no doubt. No doubt.
I don't know.
You guys,
I did watch the new season of Invincible, but I wasn't going to review that.
I have not seen the new season of
Invincible. Still yet to watch the original and the
spin-off. Oh, God, the original's really good. The original season, first season's really good. I haven't seen the second season, but... yesterday, one of my coworkers asked me to buy him a new car. I told him no. He then said he wanted me to buy him a Bentley or Rolls Royce. I told him definitely not. He said, so if it is something cheaper, it will be a yes? I said no. Well, of course, Freak Five. Okay, I'm going to do mine real quick, and then we'll get to Eric's...
coworkers ask you to buy them.
I know.
Jesus Christ. Oh, I still wanted to say, like, the dance number... being a peacemaker is so fucking weird and funny at the same time.
Scotoman says, no, I'm DC only. I sneak Marvel. I like both, Scotoman. You can like both. I grew up with all those comics. Batman, Blade, you know, Spider-Man, all that shit, man. It's just a lot of fun.
My favorites in each one, you know?
I like all of them.
And I love the crossover comics they did, too. I thought those were always fun.
The crossovers were fun.
Fans vote on who won the fight.
And I like other companies like Image and Valiant and all these other... I mean, I was a huge comic book fan to begin with. You know, Spawn and... I can think of a million others, but let's see. Weiland says Peacemaker's outro in MK1 is part of the dance. Freak Five says, Freak Five says, I went to the store last night and saw a big bin of Hot Wheels, so I bought one and stuck a rectal use only sticker on it. When I got to work, I put it in his mailbox. That was mean. That was mean, Freak Five. All day I was telling other coworkers to ask him about his new car.
Oh, man.
Wow. All right. I'm going to do my reviews real quick. One is for a movie. You guys see the new season of Invincible? I have not, Skotoma. I think Brake did, and Eric hasn't seen even season one. All right. Baghead. It's a horror movie along the lines of... oh, shit. What is the name of that movie where there's like a creepy hand that you hold on and it... it's... God damn it. What?
Talk to Me?
No, what? It's a new movie.
Is the name of the movie?
No, I have this movie. Hold on. I'll... where's my phone? God damn it.
I thought the movie you're thinking of is Talk to Me.
Talk to Me. That's it. That's it, Eric. Good job. I didn't hear you for... I don't know why, but... all right, yeah, Talk to Me. Along the lines of Talk to Me, although there's no hand or anything, it's just this bag-headed person that comes out of a wall, and you basically get to see somebody that in your past that has passed for 10 minutes, but at a cost type thing, you know? And I don't know, it's... very atmospheric and eerie, but a little formulaic at times. I give this movie a 7 out of 10. I think it's a worthy watch. It's on Shudder. And then the other movie I watched was called Third Saturday of October, and it's a modern movie. It was made this year, or last year, I should say. But it tries to bring back the old grindhouse type feel of movies, and it's very successful at that. But they try to make it look like a low budget, you know, kind of grindhouse movie, and sometimes it works really well, sometimes it doesn't. It's basically about a guy who's being executed. So if you can think of the movie Shocker, where they tried to shock him and he kind of came back as like this electric monster or something, but in this case he just comes back from the dead. So and he you know is out for vengeance type of thing. It's interesting. I wouldn't say it's bad, but I definitely wouldn't say it's good. So I'm going to give it a 5 out of 10. I think it's worth a watch, and there is a sequel that I'm going to check out on Shudder as well. And that's it. You know, did we cut out? Are we back? I don't.
Yeah, we cut out. But so I got. Let's see.
It looks like we're still.
It says live now. So
yeah, we should be back. Can you guys hear us? Refresh. Let me just put that in there. There was no. Okay, for a second. Okay, we're back. I don't know what happened there. There was no. No cutoff, like it didn't. I mean, this computer hasn't dropped even one frame, so we're good to go. $2 I spent on the Hot Wheel was well worth the amusement. Yeah, I bet. Okay, thankfully you guys are back. Okay, so I would recommend both those movies on Shudder. Baghead 7 out of 10. Third Day of October 5 out of 10, but still worth a watch. Very so average, but
reach the remote. Go ahead and watch that.
What's that?
If you can't reach the remote, you should watch it.
Yeah, I would say. I mean, I would say even if you're, you know, messing around on Shudder, give it a look. It's worth you know, watching once at least. All right, Eric, you got a shit ton. Can we work through these fairly quickly?
Yeah, I watched a double feature of Rascal Does Not Dream of a Sister Venturing Out and Rascal Does Not Dream of a Knapsack Kid. These are the next two movies in the Rascal series because they're based on arcs in the manga that are too small to be put into an actual season. Otherwise, a season count, episode count would be out, would be like in an order that just isn't standard. And I guess they didn't want to do that, so they made them films. So, it's about, the first movie's about, it's about a, I have to explain because the show, has some. It's basically a direct continuation of the show's arc, and basically, like, there's these weird phenomena that are going on that's related to like his this thing that's called puberty syndrome, which is basically like a made up term, but it's a phenomenon used to describe like people who like have delusions about like secret societies and aliens, conspiracies, and stuff like that, but like. The thing is that the phenomenon in the show that's going on is based on those ideas, and like they had to figure out why that's happening and how to solve the issues. And like the show starts off with this girl who nobody can see, and everybody seems to have forgotten her. So she felt that she was invisible, so it became reality. And like he's the only one that can see her, and he's trying to figure out how to get everybody to recognize her again. And once that happens, there's a whole slew of issues.
I think I'm gonna start cutting carbs.
But so the show ends with like an issue resolving with his sister, but now since his sister's going into high school and she was out for so long because the issue she dealt with like basically kept her as a shut-in and living in his apartment, and now she's trying to readjust back to school and she's having a hard time entering high school because she's got anxiety issues still, and her grades aren't up to snuff, and she thinks she can't get into school. So the whole movie's about her going into high school, and it ultimately ends with her going to an online schooling program. And the next movie's about resolving an issue where kind of like turning around the idea of his girlfriend being invisible, he becomes invisible, and he has to figure that out. both movies are really good, and they set up the next arc, which there's an announcement for the season two at the end, so that was nice. So I'm going to give both these movies an 8.5.
All right.
And then I watched a series that's no longer on Amazon Prime anymore, but if you're curious, I guess you could always check the torrent sites. But I watched ReCreators, which is a show about this kid who gets dragged into the fictional world of a show he was watching. And before getting both of those characters getting, or the character from that show and him going back to the real world, because the idea is that they're being drawn into the real world for some reason. And while the show never explains why the phenomena really happened in the first place, it comes down, boils down to the fact that one of the creations of this girl who's basically doing a Jojen original character. Basically, she finds out how she was created and the circumstances that led to her creator committing suicide and getting mad at the world for it, and so she's trying to basically wipe out humanity. And so they use all these other characters that were pulled from other works of fiction to try to stop her. And it's kind of interesting because, like, they have issues with the creator, with their own creators, and they ask interesting questions, and basically is commentary on, like, how creators feel about their own work and whether or not whether or not they could actually think about revising stories and whether or not and why they make stories the way they do. So, like, they basically treat these creators as their own gods, because, like, the stuff that happens in their world and the circumstances surrounding them was like, what would you do if you found out if your life was basically dictated by someone in another reality? And
like Truman Show.
And you're upset at the state of the world that you came from.
Yeah, yeah. I'm just gobsmacked by what I'm looking at here. Freak 5 put in a link to YouTube, and the name of the song is I Glued My Balls to My Butthole Again. So... I just thought that was pretty funny. He said listen to the song later. Maybe I'll play
anyways,
it as the outro.
I'm giving ReCreators an 8.
Okay.
And then I watched Wonka, which is a musical. It's not like there's musical numbers like in Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. It's more like the Sweeney Todd musical. Hmm. Where there's a song almost every 5 minutes. Which goes on for about 2.5 minutes or so. It was okay. It's basically a prequel to about how Wonka got his start as the world-renowned chocolate maker he became, and it's not bad. I'm gonna give it a 7.
Okay. And the last one.
And the best part of the movie is boss. Obviously, Paul Bettany as the Oompa Loompa, Lofty, yeah, that's his name. Aquaman: Lost Kingdom is also like I think we're gonna give it a 6.5, and there's not much to say about it.
Oof,
the villain.
You're being villain, generous.
Like the villain is Black Manta, and he's supposed to be the main villain in the movie, but he kind of plays second fiddle to this other villain, which is funny because once it's revealed that this evil dude that's possessing him is the real villain, before he can get up and do anything, he gets killed immediately. So it's anticlimactic.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't like that movie.
And the best part of it was probably... Arthur, like, basically trolling Orm by tricking him to eating cockroaches.
Yeah. I thought that was a little forced, but, you know, whatever. I didn't like that movie too much.
I think, also, Aquaman didn't use his full power set. Like, he was taught this, basically, water Kamehameha ability that he just doesn't use in the film at all.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, like, Willem Dafoe's character doesn't show up, and the reason, like, they justify for him not being there is they, well, we're just gonna kill off your character then, because we know that this entire Snyderverse is ending, so why bother?
Yeah, I thought that movie was really disappointing. I think that's the final movie of that Snyderverse thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I say 6.5. Make it a 6.
Yeah, I think that's overly generous, Eric. I don't think I reviewed that movie, but if I did, it would have been like a 4. I was really disappointed in that movie. But okay, any other reviews, Eric?
Nope, I get that all.
All right, let's move on to our Stinkos of the Week.
Ah, what is it?
Stinko of the Week.
All right, Breakman, your Stinko of the Week.
Okay. It's been a few weeks. Last week I wasn't here for a personal reason, and I'm not going to talk about that, but that's number one and most important one. Next, I know this was a couple weeks ago, but Louis Gossett Jr. died.
He did?
You didn't know that?
No!
Oh, what dude, Louis Gossett Jr. died.
What the fuck? Enemy Mine was one of my favorite movies of his. Either that or Jaws 3D.
Digstown.
Digstown was great, too.
Fucking love Digstown.
Digstown was good, yeah.
I mean, what's his name's Dick now, but he was a good actor. James Woods.
Oh, yeah, James Woods, yeah. James Woods was good in Cat's Eye. His little vignette, yeah. All right.
He died, and that's sad. Also, he was in one of the best TV shows I think I've ever seen, The Watchmen.
Oh, The Watchmen, yeah.
That one season of The Watchmen was fucking amazing. Anyway, let's move on here. There was a local basketball team there's a basketball team that went to another state, Iowa, I think, and they were berated by, racists and hate speech and stuff like that. And the reason I bring it up is because I've seen a lot of people defending them. The people here, well, those women weren't under threat. Those girls weren't any threat at all. Like, the guys never got out of their cars. They were just honking their horns at them, just calling names. Like, these girls are overreacting.
Okay. Okay. What else you got, Break?
Yeah, I hate people. There was a video that came out about a couple weeks ago of something the cops have been hiding for the last 2 years. There was a hostage. She'd been kidnapped by her father, who had just murdered her mother. The cops wrecked or something, and the cops were behind him and the car. And the girl got out and tried to run to the cops. So you know what the cops did, right, Frank?
Let me guess. They shot and killed her?
Yes, they shot and killed her.
Yeah.
And then for 2 years, they hid the video.
Oh, video. Awesome.
Until it was, like, through court subpoenas, it was finally released, you know?
Can you send me that link, Break, when you get a chance? I know you,
Do you guys think O.J. Simpson killed Nicole? I think water's wet, Scotoma.
I mean, it's pretty... I don't know.
He beat her repeatedly.
There's no question he beat her, right?
Yeah, and she said, look, if anything ever happens to me...
OJ did it. Yeah, and then he came out with that book that said, if I did it,
how I would have done it.
Yeah. So stupid.
See, the thing is, I don't think he ever did it. I think the reason he was able to get away with it is because he didn't do it alone. I think he had an accomplice.
Maybe. Maybe. All right.
That's my personal opinion, but yeah, he definitely killed her. So anyway, I have one more here. Actually, I actually got two more. Oh, the people who were expecting that same guy to confess on his deathbed, he's a monster. Monsters don't confess.
Yeah.
Unless they're actually really proud of it, like John Wayne Gacy, who bragged about it.
Yeah.
I mean, but for the most part, like, they're just, like, they're not going to say they're guilty. Especially a guy who's claimed his innocence his whole life. He wants his legacy to be. He's like thinking about, I'm like in the Hall of Fame and stuff like that. Come on. There's no way in hell he's ever going to confess.
Yeah. All right, what else you got, Breaky?
And the other one is Arizona has decided to outlaw abortion in all its forms from a law that was created in the 19th century.
I saw even Donald Trump was taking exemption to that shit, Breaky.
Do you know when Arizona became a state?
It was like 18...
Nope. It's the 20th century. It was 1912.
Whoa.
They're going off a law that was made almost 100 years before they were a state.
Wow. Awesome.
1912. Look at that. Freak knows. Right on, freak.
1912. Yeah. Coworker says it's now safe to collect OJ memorabilia because you don't have to worry about him stealing it from you. Oh, man.
I saw that and I said, well, finally justice. But really, it's not. Like, he got away with murder.
Yeah. Well, I mean, allegedly. I mean, he was found not guilty. I mean, you know, I mean, I whatever you think, I mean, that's our justice system, which I will be talking about in a little bit here.
Yeah, our justice system is such a joke. The people who think that the system is rigged against Donald Trump don't know what's going on. The system is rigged against people without money.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
It's not, like, the people with the money, the corporations, like, they're the people who can afford to fight. They can afford the delays and the appeals. Like, most people, when we do appeal process, if it's a jail term, we have to sit in jail while we wait for the appeal process to get out. Mm-hmm. Rich people don't have to do that.
No, because they have the money to bond out, even if it's $1 million. You know, it's like, they don't give a fuck. Here's a million, I'll be chilling while my lawyers get me off. Skono says, wasn't he in prison in Nevada? Yes, he was, but he got out. He served his time, Skono, for that.
Yeah, it wasn't for murder, though. It was for stealing his, for trying to steal his own memorabilia at gunpoint.
Yeah.
Like, apparently he believed the stuff was stolen, but it wasn't. It was bought from an auction or something like that, and OJ wanted to get it back.
Mm-hmm.
And he took matters into his own hands with a gun and... a stupid attitude that got us into prison.
Yeah, all right, what else you got, Break?
Are we still on me? No, I got nothing, that's it.
All right, Eric, I didn't see you had a stinko at all, so I will go with mine. Speaking of our justice system, I just covered a trial. I don't know if you guys remember me talking about Kyle Vincent. He was a guy that was basically sitting down with a couple of his friends. The cops show up. The two friends take off running. He sits there, right, with his hands up and complying, and they get him on the ground, and he's on his back with his palms up, and they're real rough with him. They turn him over, and he's in this mulch, right, and he can't fucking breathe, so he's kind of like trying to struggle to breathe. So they beat the shit out of him, and this one cop in particular had him at gunpoint. Which, why did you have a gun out? He was on the ground. But he decides to use the butt of his gun and bash his head in. And he got 5 stitches in his head. And he got a big old black eye and a big old welt the size of a softball on the side of his face. And it was a big deal in Aurora, Colorado. Well, that cop was found. Can you guess, Breakman?
I'm going to find innocent on all counts.
Are you sure? There's 5 counts. Now, are you really sure about that?
100% innocent on all counts.
Yes. Not guilty on all counts.
All 5. Damn.
All 5 of them. Not guilty. I sat in the courtroom, and I was like, the wind was out of my sails. I was like, what the living hell? So it just proved a lot of things. It proves that we need improvements to our judicial system, including getting rid of all the fucking judges that are there now. And all the fucking lawyers need to be redone. And the jury needs to be redone too. I suggest the jury not even being seen by the judge or any of the lawyers. Like when you do jury selection, you just talk to them and you hear a voice that has changed, right? So everybody's voice is the same. So you can't pick a white woman or a black man or a brown guy or an Asian, or none of that is in consideration. You go based on your survey that you do and the questions that you ask, and that is it. And you're not allowed to ask ethnicity. You're not allowed to ask what type of work you do. None of that. You just ask questions that would be pertinent to your particular case, and that's it. And I think that would solve our jury problem. The end. So that's one of my stinkos. The other is my
company says corrupt just us.
Yeah, corrupt just us. That's right, Skodoma. 100%. And you know what I'm talking about, Skodoma. I think you were one of the few people that agreed with me on the jury. I know it's a jury of your peers. Well, how about we make everybody our peers, and you just ask the question to an anonymous voice. And if that's the person that you want on your jury, then that's who you pick. And vice versa for the defense and the prosecution. I don't think you should know who the jurors are, period. Not even the judge, period. So, I don't know. Let's see, what else do we...
When they interview him after the trial. I love that.
Oh, yeah. Trump is getting treated so much better than any of us would. Talking about the judge's daughter, if we did that, we'd be slapped down so fast by the judge. I'll do you one better, Freak Five. There's a guy, I can't really stand him. His name is Eric Brandt. He was a First Amendment auditor that just pushed the boundaries, and he did a lot of good work, but he did a lot of bad work. But long story short, I don't like him. But he threatened a federal judge, and that got him 12 years in prison. So, yeah, you're right. Like, if we even mentioned the judge's daughter, we would be in jail for a good long time. The people on my Facebook friends list told me that black men who were murdered by police would still be alive if they just did what the police wanted. And to trust the justice system are now saying that the justice system can't be trusted. And then Skoda follows that up with corrupt just us. That's right.
Yeah, I was one of the people that believed that. Like, if you just listen to what the cops tell you, you would survive. And then we got video after video after video of the police, of people doing exactly what the police told them to do, and then get murdered anyway.
No, and then Freak Five says something really, really, really thoughtful here, and I thought about this too, Freak Five. He says, I hadn't thought about it before, but I wonder if the police are let off so often because the jurors are afraid of retaliation from the rest of the police department. You hit the nail on the head, Freak Five. That's why juries should be completely anonymous, and they should be treated as such. I agree. Jurors have an important role in this whole thing, right? We the people type thing. But they should be treated like with gold gloves. You get them in, you pick your jury, and nobody knows who they are. You can't even see them. They're behind screens. You don't know their voices. None of that. And even during the trial, I don't think anybody should be able to see them. They should be able to see all of everything going on around in the courtroom, but we should not be allowed to see them. Period. Period. And then they just...
In some of the lawyer shenanigans too.
Absolutely. I mentioned that. The lawyer shenanigans. Well, here's another thing. Here's another little insight to our justice system. They're all in it together. Prosecution and defense, they all like each other. They go golfing together. They all hang out. They eat dinner.
Go to dinner with each other after having a case during the day.
Yes. They were all shaking hands like it was this, you know, it was disgusting. So yeah. Fuck that shit and fuck that cop. He's now a former cop, thankfully. But here's the other sick thing. Now he can get his job back if he wants, which I wouldn't recommend it because I'm going to be watching you, you motherfucker. He's going to sue for back pay, too. And, of course, the people will have to pay for that, too. So, all right. I don't hate the cops, Breakman. I just hate corruption. That's what I hate. I do. I hate the corruption. That's what I hate. And that's what I rail against.
Which, because they're corrupt.
Well, yeah. There you go. and then my comforter. I was cutting off the little strings with the scissors. You know, like sometimes your comforters like kind of unravel a little bit, and you mm-hmm. cut the strings off. And I don't know how the fuck I did this, but I misjudged, and I just cut a piece of my comforter right out. It was awesome, mm-hmm. right in the middle too. So it's not like I can hide it or anything like that. So there you go. Let's move on to happier thoughts, guys.
Dude, what does my tattoo say?
Sweet, sweet of the week.
All right, Breakman, your sweet of the week.
I want to give it to a place called Angel's Paws. I don't want to go into details, but they're we needed their help, and and they were great.
Awesome. Awesome. Anything else, Brick?
No, that's it.
Eric, you didn't have a Sweet-O, so can I go into my Sweet-O?
Yeah, sure.
All right. My Sweet-O is simply Breakman is back this week. So welcome back, Break. We haven't done this in a while, so here we go, guys. We're going to enter the panic zone.
You've reached the panic zone.
All right, guys, we're back in the panic zone. We didn't do it last week, Break, so we're going to have two panic zones this week. We're going to start with Eric's panic zone first. So, Break, you're going to... me and Eric are going to go this week, and then you're going to have a panic zone next week, our final week of the month, all right?
Sounds good.
All right.
Mine's just a simple math problem.
Okay, what do you got for us, Eric?
Okay, I want... You like what would you get if you got the equation 50 plus 50 times 2?
Let's see, 150, Eric.
Yes.
All right.
Well, and like obviously, you've already basically gave it away with the with your answer, because if you got it wrong, we would have continued.
Yeah,
but like. I showed you, remember that tweet I showed you about Ian Miles Chong, the total idiot that was getting mad at Google because he tried to calculate 50 plus 50 times 2 and he thought the answer was 200. But that's not how calculations work, because the actual calculation is 50 times 2 and you're just adding 50 on top of it.
Do you know why, Eric? Do you know why?
Hmm?
Do you know why?
Because that's how calculations work on a calculator.
Well, how
it doesn't think to add the 100 to the times 2, because that's not what calculators do. It's just adding 50 plus the calculation it's already done.
Yeah, you don't go from left to right when it comes to math. There's a hierarchy, right? So yeah. So multiplication is always first. Division is second. Addition is third and subtraction is fourth. So you multiply first and then you do the adding at the end, and that's where you come up with 150. Interesting.
I was never actually told that in school, which says a lot about my education.
Well, that's really weird. I definitely was.
It probably was the reason I was so bad at higher levels of math, because I didn't understand the fundamentals as well as I should have.
It's an algebraic principle, Eric, for sure.
But the thing with Ian that makes it funny is that, like, we can't exactly fault him for thinking that way, but him yelling at Google about whether or not the calculator is busted is just like, that's him just being.
It's just like some.
Tip of the iceberg of how stupid he and terrible he is.
Yeah. All right. Well, here's my scenario, guys. Okay. Imagine you remember the last scenario I did, right? So it's kind of a take on that, but a little bit different. So imagine that you are in the mountains, right? You're on the first mountain of, you know, several mountains or whatever, and you're overlooking the city. Kind of in the distance, but not super far to where you can't really, you know, see a lot of what's going on. And you're chilling out on your front porch. You're having a smoke or drinking a beer or drinking a Coke or snorting Coke or whatever the fuck you're doing on your porch, right? And you're just chilling. You're just having a good evening. It's a nice evening. Nice little breeze is going on. And then all of a sudden, you're looking over at the city and all the pretty lights and all that stuff, and you hear this. All right, so it's another Godzilla scenario, but this time from the perspective of you in the mountain. You're noticing, you're watching the city, and Godzilla is battling another kaiju right in the middle of the city, right? And they're going at it. Buildings are tumbling. You're freaking out. You're looking at it. You're wondering what the fuck is going on. And you really, you get your binoculars. You look, and Godzilla is battling Mecha Godzilla. What's that?
He's batting a thousand.
He's batting a thousand. Yes, he's batting a thousand.
This is similar to your last one, but now it's
very similar, but a different perspective, guys. You're now in the mountains, but you do notice that the battle is drawing kind of near the mountains, and it kind of looks like Godzilla could.
It's kind of like Goku and Vegeta fighting. He just throws Vegeta, and then
right.
all of a sudden he's hitting him out.
Right. So you're noticing that they're going at each other, and they're coming straight towards where you are. What do you do? I'll start with Breakman.
Well, kaiju are moving. They're so big, and they even when they're moving slow, they're moving at an incredible rate.
Yes.
Compared to what
we can move. Yes, yes.
If they're heading towards the mountain already, I would look for cover at that point because it's
too
late.
Don't go cave if there's a cave somewhere. And okay. hope you don't get caved in.
Oh, yeah, okay.
If the fight's in the distance, it's you have time to run. But if it's coming your way, you have time to hide.
Right, right.
Look for cover. That's it. That's all you can do.
Run for cover. Okay, very good. Okay, you guys want to know what I would do?
Waylon's like, finally, I hate that city and the people. Me, probably.
Finally, I hate that fucking
finally
city.
Gone.
Yeah, finally, I don't have to deal with that bullshit anymore.
Oh, hit that building over there. Sweet, I'll have to pay my bill next week.
Sweet. So here's kind of what I was thinking, right? If you have a hand glider, you're home free, right? You just go off of the side of the mountain, and whichever direction they're going, you just kind of glide over to the left or glide over to the right, right?
And you just kind of have a hand glider, just kind of have one, huh?
Well, I mean, like if you had one, I would think if you're kind of up there, I mean, that'd be kind of one of the things that you would do. Frank would die because his old ass couldn't move fast. Yeah, how dare you, Freak Five, you son of a bitch. You're exiled. God damn it, that's the first exile I've given in 2 weeks. Jesus
it'd Christ. Be like that scene from the American Godzilla movie where Godzilla goes to step on him and then he steps away and Frank's just sitting there in the middle like it because he just like was right between the toes. Just barely missed it.
Breakman, you're exiled, you son of a bitch.
From die. Oh my God. That's fine, Frank.
All right, so I mean, in lieu of that, obviously not everybody has a hand glider, but I thought that would be kind of a cool way to escape that shit, right? Is plop on that thing and just fly on out of there. All right, in lieu of that, I'm going to go to my cellar, which, you know, I mean, everybody up in the mountain should have a cellar, right? Yeah. And just chill out there. Even if the house gets leveled, your cellar is going to be A-okay, and, you know, you might have to rebuild and shit, but, you know, you'd be okay. You know, enjoy your wine or whatever the fuck you got down there, your doomsday prepping, you know, MREs that you've had in there forever, and finally the day has come. Skodman says, I would fly towards them and one punch them out like One Punch Man.
Yeah. Well, in that case, I'm going to go Ultraman and, you know, turn into a giant and fight back myself.
Well, there you go. I mean, shit. I mean, why not?
Or we could, get all the people in the world to go show. Gekidama and have them blow away the two kaiju.
Freak Five says Godzilla would breathe fire at Frank's plants.
Like, sitting around Frank's house just puffing like...
actually, that might work. I might light some of my weed on fire and let him enjoy.
Was kind of about getting Godzilla high.
And chill him the fuck out, you know? Kind of like that.
I mean, if you think about it, they easily gassed him.
Which one, Eric?
Shin Godzilla.
Oh, Shin Godzilla, yeah.
They froze him by freezing him with gas.
Yeah. I don't know. I thought that would be kind of...
Let's just pretend that they actually were just giving him weed.
I don't know. I just thought that would be kind of cool to kind of reverse the scenario and see what you guys would do if you were, you know, a higher vantage point, per se. And most people would just probably hope to goodness that they wouldn't, that Godzilla would not go into their path.
Godzilla use it like a pillow sheet, or no, use a bed sheet, wrap Frank around, or like tighten him up like he's a joint.
Skodama, you're exiled, you son of a bitch. And then I would get eaten because Godzilla gets the munchies. How dare you? Godzilla doesn't eat people, Freak 5. I have never seen a Godzilla movie where he's eaten anyone. So how dare you?
I think he just feeds on the radiation alone.
Yeah, he eats the radiation. Yeah. That's why, like, in most movies, like, he's when he's gone into the city, he's heading for the power plant.
Doesn't that technically make him a vegan?
Technically, I guess, yes. Hey, did you guys ever see that next Netflix series with Godzilla, the animated one?
No.
Yeah, that was really good.
I thought it was... That was pretty good. Like he became like even bigger with all the radiation and all the humans had to leave Earth.
Did they ever finish that? Or
they did. I think.
I think they only meet the three, and that was it.
Yeah, that was it. All the humans had to leave Earth because it was so irradiated, and then the only thing on Earth that was left was Godzilla. It was pretty cool. What is Freak 5 saying? You haven't seen a Godzilla movie where Godzilla was high before either. That's not technically true. I think Eric gave you a decent example of that. But
he's not high, but he might as well be.
Godzuki blows the smoke rings.
Yeah, exactly.
Remember when they called him Godzuki in this?
Yes, yes. Yes. Okay. I'm going to play this song, guys. It's called I Glued My Balls to My Butthole Again. I'm gonna play it. I don't give a shit. Here it is. I can't take a dump, cause now my balls are blocking up my butthole. Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on you. Good God, I pulled too hard. Now my scrotum stretched out like a fucking yard. Oh God, my balls are my butthole. Her man use a butter knife, face down, ass up, try and saw off the sack. Oh baby, fucking please just take me back. I grew my balls to my butthole, baby. Oh my God, what did I do? I can't take a dump, cause now my balls are blocking up my butthole. Fool me once, shame on you. I glued my balls to my butthole again.
Why did you glue your balls? Why did you put glue on your balls?
That's good. Well, maybe you were doing arts and crafts in the nude, Breakman, for some weird reason. And
things happen.
You know, shit happens. You got the glue gun, and it, like, drops from your balls, and it gets in between, and it glues your balls to your butthole.
This sounds like those scenarios where people go into the hospital with like foreign objects in their butt.
If your balls are getting stuck in your butthole, though, I think you got bigger problems.
Oh, like I was just walking around my house. I happened to be naked because I was doing laundry, and the broom just went all the way up my ass. I was sweeping too.
It reminded me. Have you ever seen Jackass? Break.
Course.
Okay, you remember the one where what's his nuts put a I think it was a Hot Wheel and a condom and stuck it up his ass.
Yeah,
he had to go to the doctor to get an X-ray, and the doctor's like, "Well, you have a car in your anus." Like he was like trying to be all like very like doctorly, you know. It's like, oh man, so funny.
That That was one of my favorites too, because it before the, yeah, Ryan Dunn. That was, I was trying to remember his name.
Yeah, yeah, I couldn't remember his name. Thanks, Wyless.
He's gone now, I should say.
Yeah, rest in peace. Anyways,
Steve-O said, like, that was the only time my father's ever said, like, told him I was going to do this in my, that was the only time my father's ever said, I'm disappointed in you, or something.
Yeah. Freak 5 says, I think if it happened once before, you would be extra careful so it wouldn't happen again. I don't know, maybe you're just a big fan of arts and crafts in the nude, Freak 5, you know? I mean, shit happens, you know? Skodama says that...
Maybe you weren't sweeping this time, you know, maybe he was mopping.
Yeah. Oh, man. Let's see, Scottie says, I wish...
Your hands to the road? What the fuck is that about?
Right. I wish the people that glue their hands to the road to protest would glue their balls instead. I've never heard of that, Scottie. That's really weird.
That's dumb.
Yeah, it's pretty dumb. You know, it's pretty dumb. I mean, I guess effective, because they can't just, like, pull you out of there, you know? It's like your hands are...
Aren't you going to lose flesh when you try and take it off, though?
Yes, yes, you will, unless you do it very carefully. I think Frank does arts and crafts in the nude. That's why he is defending. I'm not defending it, Freak 5. I'm just saying. Mm-hmm. That's a scenario. No,
he's just teaching us safety measures, you know, from experience.
Just trying to help us out. How dare you guys. You guys are all exiled, you son of bitches. God, it's nice to exile people again. I haven't exiled people for, like, this is the first time in 3 weeks, I think, because we didn't do... I didn't do an exile last week.
Last week? What the hell?
What? I didn't exile anybody last week, man. It was crazy. Right. It was crazy. What? Well, I don't think Freak 5 was there. That's why. I think, yeah. Have you glued your balls to your butthole before? No, the answer is no, Freak 5. And I'm not interested in finding out what that feels like. So, I value my balls and I value shitting. So, yeah, I would not do that. So, but that's a great song. Anyways, you know what I should do? Did they have glue back then? How dare you, Wyland? You son of a bitch! You're exiled. It was a short show because you weren't here. Break. Yeah, it was really short. It's like an hour long.
Yeah, I didn't think horses even existed back then.
You're exiled, Break, man. You son of a bitch. Son of a bitch. God damn it, you're in fucking... I see how it is. You guys conspired for you to come back this week and have me exile everybody, fucking son of a bitch. All right. I'm gonna try to contact these guys and see if I can make this the theme to RP Grinders. I think that would be really appropriate, especially for Freak 5. You know, he's almost the fourth member of RP Grinders.
I wanna know how that happened. Like, what was the... It happened twice, at least. I mean, they're only saying, like, just twice, but it's implied that maybe you've been done several times.
Freak 5, you're exiled, you son of... I'm not even going to read that. It's not even worth reading, Freak 5, you son of a bitch. All right, I think
he was climbing a tree and it happened?
Is that... stop it, Break, man. Don't feed into his bullshit, man. Come on.
Climbing up a pine tree and...
exiled! You're exiled, you sons of bitches! Okay, we need to do our plug so we can get the fuck out of here. Break, man, plug away.
I wonder if that's like how food and sex, like, it was invented. Like, somebody was, like, eating mashed potatoes with their hands and then they just went to scratch their balls and told us to lick them off or something.
No? Or maybe somebody, like, fucked a bowl of mashed potatoes and thought it felt nice and warm and good or some shit. And we are back, baby, Skodama says. We're definitely back to rare form, aren't we, Skodama? All right. Breakman, plugs. Now.
Oh, I almost forgot.
You could tell it's the RP Grinders because of that goddamn harmonica, you know. Shut up, Freak 5, you son of a bitch, you're exiled, goddammit. Fucking son of a bitch.
Son of a bitch.
Son of a bitch. Doesn't get that, Break, man. Son of a bitch. Alright, what else you got, Break, man? Anything else?
Get out of here so Frank can get to the ER and get his balls unstuck from his butthole.
Break, man, you're exiled, you son of a bitch. Egg plugs, goddammit!
I'm gonna plug my audio reviews. I'm not even gonna plug Boss Master because I haven't written there in forever anyway, so you'd be hard pressed to even find one of my reviews from back then. I just mentioned it because it's something I used to do, but there's my audio reviews on the feed. I got nothing this week, but if you like what I do and you want to see more, there's a link to my Patreon and my Twitter and Blue Sky profiles, which is at EricRPG. And have a good weekend.
I want to exile Skodoma. I want to exile Wyland, and I want to exile Breakman. And I want to exile Freak 5 once more, just because. But what I do want to say is I want to plug Freak 5 getting his balls unglued from his butthole, because I think he's the one that really has that issue, and you know, brought it to our attention. So thank you, Freak 5. What else am I going to plug? Watch True Detective Season 4. It's pretty damn good. I like it. And Wyland is exiled, you son of a bitch. Sons of bitches, man. Fucking, god damn it. Check out my other channel, god damn it. Mexican Long Hair, you fuckers. Son of a bitches. Exiled.
You do not want to get glitter on your balls or in your butthole.
And you know what? I'm exiling you guys, like preemptively for the next exile. So there you go. You're all fucking exiled. Son of a bitches. Anything else, gentlemen?
I just can't help but think of that South Park song, Protect My Balls Now.
All right. If there's nothing else, stay safe this weekend. We want to see you back here next week. Until then, we're out, everybody. Son of a bitches. Exile Wyland, you son of a bitch! Skodoma's exiled, you son of a bitch!